natural selection. It's not evolution. Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the best-selling Answers book. Ken, in the school textbooks I studied, my understanding was that natural selection and evolution went hand in hand.
Well, Mark, sadly, most students in schools and colleges believe that natural selection is basically the same as molecules to man evolution. But let me explain the term natural selection. If two dogs came off Noah's Ark after the flood, eventually a large population of dogs would arise. Now, if some of these dogs separated from the main group and went off on their own, and because of all the genetic variation that exists in living creatures, over a period of time, it's likely that different combinations of genes would result in various groups, even though all came from the original pair of dogs. Because of environmental pressures, such as temperature, different species of dogs, like long hair and short hair types, would result. Now, this has nothing to do with molecules to man evolution. All that's happening here is that because of the tremendous variation in the genes, information put there by God, different arrangements or species result. This is the opposite of evolution, which requires brand new information to arise. But this fits exactly with the creation account in Genesis. God created distinct kinds of animals and plants, and he made them after their kind.
Ken Ham answers many more of your questions about the flood and Noah's Ark in a fascinating free booklet. Next time you're in front of your computer, visit AnswersRadio.com.